If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. Being a broadcaster, sometimes I'm thinking, oh, God, AI is going to take my job. And sometimes AI could possibly work for us instead of against us. Sabrina Ortiz joins us right now, senior editor for ZDNet. Good morning, Sabrina.
Good morning, Wendy. Super excited to be here.
I'm excited to talk about AI because I went on to ChatGPT and I said, okay, how do I take live calls on Facebook so I can do live radio broadcast on Facebook? And it gave me some suggestions. It gave me some free programs on how to do it. It's like, I don't know, ChatGPT could be helpful, right?
Yeah, you nailed it. ChatGPT is a really powerful tool. I think when a lot of people think of it, there's this like rhetoric that it's just going to be used to do your work for you or rewrite all of your like emails or essays and basically make you lazy. But the truth of the matter is it's a really powerful assistant. And like the use case you mentioned is a perfect one. It makes for a really good search engine because it could still access the web, but it could answer it in a more conversational manner and also answer those queries that you maybe wouldn't type into Google, right? Like you wouldn't necessarily put that question maybe in the same way. Maybe you'd try to use keywords to try to get the exact search result. But with ChatGPT, you could just type in what you're thinking and get an answer immediately.
And I, a friend that I know was saying, you know, I'm retired. She put this into ChatGPT. I'm retired. What would be a good job for me with these being my interests? And it gave her some suggestions. I mean, that seems pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing seeing how many different use cases that, again, you would never think of are coming out of this, and also how other companies are implementing these tools. Like with this specific example, LinkedIn also has a similar tool now on its platform, which same thing, you could kind of give it your background, your interests, where you want to possibly pivot into, and then it could tell you what the perfect career match is for you. So yeah, of course, AI is really helping touch a bunch of different fields, a bunch of different activities, and job seeking is one of them.
Okay, so you're a senior editor at ZDNet, and you're talking with us today. Are you worried that someday AI is going to take the place of you, Sabrina Ortiz, and do this interview with me? Should we be worried about this?
You know, that's a great question, and I think it's a really, really good thing to keep at the top of mind. Even yesterday, I wrote a story on Anthropic CEO. He recently actually said that he does expect a lot of jobs to be replaced, and it'll be inevitable. Honestly, at the end of the day, I'm not particularly nervous because as good as ChatGPT is at the moment, I'm sure you've probably played around with it before when the most basic things will get wrong or hallucinate. And, you know, they're not foolproof yet. They're still models. So there is that. At least right now, I don't think it could do anybody's job well enough to completely replace it. And also, there is also the truth of the matter that they're accelerating really quickly. So the kind of growth we've seen right now, it's possible that in years worth, we reach a whole new level of intelligence where it is acting more like humans. But I think we'll still have our edge too, is those human skills that, you know, an AI model won't exactly be able to replicate, like, you know, communication skills, managing skills, emotional capacities,
right,
all that kind of thing. So I think we're, at least for now, I would say we're definitely okay. And again, there'll be a lot of work done to get to the point to where it's genuinely a widespread threat.
This is just so fascinating to me, all this stuff. And I want to, you know, be a fan of AI. So you used your iPhone control button, and you came up with, we only have about a minute, but there are ways that you use it every day to help you. Can you go over that real quickly with us?
Oh, yes, totally. So with an AI voice assistant, right, like these assistants are basically taking what you experience when you're typing with the chatbot, where it's very conversational. It can understand whatever you tell it instead of using keywords, but putting it in a voice form. So that's why I mapped my iPhone's control button to ChatGPT's AI voice assistant, which is called Advanced Voice Mode. And I literally use it like every day. Basically, I use it instead of my phone's, because I have an iPhone, so instead of Siri. And there's so many use cases. Like if I'm cooking and I'm one of those people that just cook based on like a vibe, you know, what I'm feeling. But
yeah.
Sometimes you need that like extra support. Like, okay, I know I want to make this. I know it requires these ingredients, but like, which one do I saute first? Or what do I throw in a skillet first? That kind of thing. I'll just pop the AI voice assistant and be like, hey, I'm cooking this. Can you remind me which step goes first? And it'll just tell me. It also has visual capacities, right? Capabilities. So it's super helpful for if I'm like walking around a park and I'm like, hey, what flower is this? Or hey, like, what exactly is this item on the menu? There's so many use cases that every single day come up where it's just I'm going about my day and I'm like, oh, I've never used it for this before, but let's see if it works. And it does. So
all right, I gotta put my control button to that. Her name is Sabrina Ortiz. She's a senior editor over at ZDNet, and you can go to ZDNet.com and look for her article, I Mapped My iPhone's Control Button to ChatGPT, because I'm going to do that later today and use it for good, not evil, Sabrina.
Wonderful. Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me on, Wendy.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to you again. I really am into all this.